Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the HIV Podcast. Each week, we focus on a person, historical event, or pop culture moment linked to HIV and explore the story of what actually happened. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jess. And between us, we've been working in the field of HIV for 40 years. Our aim is to get as many people as possible HIV educated.
Welcome. Oh, God, right. Do you know what? That every time, normally, neither of us speak and we just look at each other like startled rabbits. This time we've both gone for it. So I'm sorry. Welcome to the HIV Podcast.
Not sure why I am wishing anyone a Merry Christmas, because it is no longer Christmas. We're in that weird period.
Twixmas. People call it Twixmas, don't they? And I hate every single one of them.
I mean, they might call it that, Sarah. I've never heard that.
Have you not? I don't now, because every person I've seen who says it, I've just deleted them off social media. One of my criteria. Hollybobs or Twixmas? No.
One of my real pet hates, Famalam.
Oh, yes.
Sorry to anyone that uses those. No judgment, but yeah, I just can't cope with it.
No judgment from Jess.
Oh,
a lot of judgment from
a lot from Sarah. It's up there though, isn't it? With people putting, you know, checking in and like a hospital and then not saying anything. You know, like Sarah McAdam is at Frimley Hospital and everyone's like, oh my God, DM me, hun. And then you get those people who clearly know what's going on that'll be like, hope you're okay after everything we chatted about, babes, thinking of you. And you're like, why is this on social media? Why?
Yeah. No, those people as well. Oh, no. Anyway, we are between Christmas and New Year and we're doing a special episode this time because we're not featuring a hero or a moment in history. We're actually going to look back at the catastrophe of the whole podcast.
Oh, so you could actually say that the HIV thing that we're featuring is you and me.
Oh, but not in a good way.
In an amusing way. I look back at how things have evolved.
Yes, that's very true, how they've evolved. So let's paint the scene, shall we? Because it's very Christmassy. All our lovely listeners, they need to imagine that me and you are sat in front of a roaring fire. We've temporarily got rid of the restraining order against you. We're sat, maybe we're in a pub, we're nursing a drink. Maybe it's a brandy. I don't know. Definitely not for me. Just hot Ribena. Because after a few drinks, I've got Sean's phone number. Sean's our boss. Don't want to be ringing him, trying to persuade him I don't have a cavernous vagina. So we're sat opposite each other in our lovely windback chairs, nursing our drinks. You're smoking your pipe.
Of course, with my beard, stroking my beard.
And those lovely bushy sideburns that you've grown because you're going through your Sherlock Holmes phase. And we're looking back and reminiscing about the year. It's a nice picture, isn't it?
I wish we were doing that right now.
Oh, so do I. Oh, God, yeah, I'll sack this off. Let's get drunk.
Yeah, let's go. I'll see you in the pub in a minute.
Excellent. So that's where we're at. That's what we're imagining, because that's what always happens on TV shows, isn't it? When they look back over the year, it's all cosy jumpers and all that kind of jazz.
Oh, can we actually do that next year? Wouldn't that be lovely?
It would. Yes. No, it would be. Yeah. Now, I have to be honest. I couldn't be bothered to check which episodes we recorded in 2022, which were the year before. So my reminiscing is all about the whole podcast. I think you're a bit more organised.
I have like a mini roundup of the year.
Oh, this is going to be good. Okay. And now I know you monitor our stats. You know which are the most popular ones, you know which ones everybody loved and which ones everyone didn't. So do you know, putting you right on the spot now, top three episodes, do you know what they are?
I do have our top three episodes. I don't look at the least popular ones because that makes me sad for those episodes, because I'm like, oh, I want more people to love them. Right, top three episodes. Number one was Gia.
Oh, of course.
People,
she's got a very, very loyal fan base, isn't she?
And that was such a good episode as well. Yeah, so Gia was number one. Number two is HIV Explained.
With the police.
Yeah, people loved your description, Sarah. Absolutely loved it. And this is kind of it's not a cheat because we've got a joint third.
Okay.
So with the exact same download stats, we have the protection episode that was about condoms in You Equals You.
Oh, with the massive blue penis.
Yes, with the massive blue penis. That is the one. And that is jointly third with Jonathan Blake.
Well, Jonathan Blake had to be in there because he's just so lovely. But I think in terms of popularity, I would put him ahead of a fake blue erect penis. But that's just me.
No, the people have spoken, Sarah, and they say level pegging.
Oh, interesting. Oh, they're all recent episodes as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
That would make sense because as the year has gone on, we have somehow managed to attract new listeners and subscribers. So that does make sense.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that people are listening. Well, I'm not, because obviously we create it for a reason. Why am I talking us out of doing this? Do you know how many, if you had to guess how many countries around the world our podcast has been downloaded in? How many would you say? What's the number that you would give?
I feel that you put this out on social media the other day and I just scroll past it.
I actually haven't put this figure out.
Oh, we'll edit that out then because
you look at everything I do, right?
Really support every post you put out. Oh, how many countries? How many countries are there? There are hundreds, aren't there? I would say 40.
Prepare to have your socks blown off.
Oh,
162.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Honestly, and I can see that's actual genuine surprise on your face. You're not even just humouring me.
So people from 162 countries are now listening to our podcast.
Yep.
We've got to get an invite to somewhere out of that. We're available for personal appearances if you pay our expenses.
I mean, we're terrible at
it. I'd like quite a nice hotel to stay in. Jess, she's not so fussed.
I'll just have a tent in the back garden.
Yes. And we'd also not like to sit near each other on the plane.
I'm such a treat.
But you're not, though, are you? We flew to Amsterdam, didn't we, to go to the International AIDS Conference, had an amazing time. You were amazing. You organised the whole thing. Well, I just bumbled around going, what are we doing next? Yes, what? But on the plane, you're like a little quivering wreck.
Yeah. Well, not anymore, though, because I know this sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm going to share this with you, Sarah. I have always had a really, like, quite a bad fear of flying. And I was chasing my dog around the garden. I fell over, hit my head. And my fear of flying went away, and of bees.
Wow. Of bees. Yeah. Now, I would never mock anyone's fear of flying because it is a genuine fear. I just wish you'd kind of emphasised it more before we sat next to each other on a flight, but that's fine. But your fear of bees, and I will never forget this image, and it's your own fault because you wore flowers in your hair, running around, garden at our centre.
I couldn't control myself, could I? It's like a real, and I'm sure, I mean, I know other people have this fear too. But yeah, I don't even care about the embarrassment. What I used to do is run around and tell people that when I was running away from a bee, I would say that I was allergic to them. I'm not at all. But I was trying to sort of quash my own embarrassment of acting so erratically about a bee or a wasp.
I'll never forget the day we were sat in the office together. We heard a buzzing and you screamed. I absolutely wet myself. I was like, what's going on? And it was a wasp, fair enough. And, you know, no one loves wasps, but even so, we just modify the noise level a little bit.
I actually think, weren't we speaking with the client? And I just couldn't contain it. I think we were. You and I were chatting with the client. And then I almost fell over trying to run out of the door. It was just... And that
pushed them back against the wall. Get out of my way. How we'd react if there was a fire alarm. Each for their own.
But yes, 162 countries. How unbelievable is that? Because that blew my mind when I saw that.
It's unbelievable.
So I'm normally putting up, the bits I put up on Instagram are normally the charts that we've entered around different parts of the world, which, again, I can't believe it happens to us so frequently. And I'm not like, well, I was going to say I'm not blowing our trumpet. I am blowing our trumpet because that's amazing that we to the charts in New Zealand or Mexico or Iceland or the US. That's amazing that this podcast is reaching that far. But I have to say, I just did not realize 162 countries we had reached. In saying that, so, you know, Spotify do that Wrapped thing where they tell you bits about, and obviously we're on many, many, many more platforms than just Spotify. But in our podcast Wrapped, it said that our podcast was in the top 25% most shared globally.
Oh, this is amazing. Do you know this? Well, definitely. Our Holly Bobs. You like that?
With the Famalam.
Yes. All sorted. Oh my goodness, that's amazing,
isn't it?
Well done, us and all our lovely loyal listeners. Thank you.
I know you're probably about to say something because you opened your mouth and I butted in, as always. Nothing will change that. I was having a little listen through to an older episode. Do you remember when we decided to start calling you Saucy McAdam?
Was it to do with Magic Johnson? Yes, it was to do with Magic Johnson.
Why though? No?
Just never caught on, did it?
No.
But we said that's going to be my porn name and I will have to venture into porn because, you know, cost of living crisis. So I'm sorted.
Saucy McAdam's only fan page opens in the new year.
It's the same one, isn't it, where you screamed Scottie Pippin in my face.
Do you want to hear that?
Oh yeah, let's relive that moment of joy.
I actually do have it. Right, here we go.
I'm going to pretend that I do because I watched that documentary that was on Michael Jordan that was on Netflix, and that was amazing. So I don't actually know what a point guard is, but I do feel that watching about Dennis Rodman and things brings me some... Scottie Pippen, look at me, throwing out basketball references. Just name Chicago Bulls. Any names I can think of.
Now, you see, that doesn't sound as scary as it was, but because we normally record our podcasts virtually, don't we?
Yeah.
That episode we recorded in the office. We were sat right next to each other. And the force of your enthusiasm that you'd remembered Scottie Pippen nearly knocked me off my chair.
Yeah, I did just yell it just straight into her face. And I was very, I had a very animated face as well. But can we just address the sound quality? How poor was that?
I know. And we're sat next to each other.
Started doing this podcast. Just ourselves. So as in, we have taught ourselves all the editing, the equipment we needed, how to publish it, how to put it out there. We did it from scratch ourselves. So we started out initially sharing one microphone. And in the first few episodes, I don't know if you remember, Sarah, I used to try and measure the distance between us with a tape measure to make sure it would pick us up equally. Amazing.
I do remember we used to go into the centre, didn't we? We used to sit on the floor. It was during COVID times. We couldn't sit on our chairs because they're leather. We were worried they'd be squeaky. So we used to sit on the cold wooden floor. We were very dedicated.
Weren't we? And I can't even believe how bad the sound quality was. And when I listened back and edited it, because we've always had to edit ourselves. Yeah, I can't believe how bad the sound quality was. And I didn't really notice.
No, we thought it was great. This is like, oh, this podcast is so easy. It's really not. We learnt very early on, never be in the same room together. Just doesn't work. Anyway, okay, so we've got Scottie Pippen. Have you got any other favourite moments or clips because you've been listening to them? What's on you?
I do. I have a few. Are you ready for me to share some with you?
Yeah, but I feel they're not going to paint me in a very good light. But that's okay. Let's do this.
Okay. No, some of them are fine. This one is from right back in our Mark Fowler episode. A lot of these aren't going to be serious clips. If you've come here for the serious clips about the facts and the good information, this isn't the episode for you. This isn't the one. Switch off now. You know, if you're here for us being ridiculous, come with us on the journey. So this one was at the, well, do you know what? I will let it speak for itself and we can discuss it afterwards. Okay, so this is from the Mark Fowler episode. And this is how we decided to end the episode.
Do you know how you need to play us out? I want those duffs. And that's the end, okay? We'll do the EastEnders.
There's no cliffhanger. This is like we've really summed this up. It's all nice and...
Oh, I can do a cliffhanger and you do the diffs, okay? Get ready. Are you ready?
Go on, then.
Next week's HIV hero is...
That's not a cliffhanger. Oh, a cliffhanger is like, get out of my house.
Why is that a cliffhanger?
Oh, actually, that's just a dramatic statement. But are we?
Let's just do the doofs. Are you ready? I'll do it with you.
Ready?
Yep.
Doof, 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 doof. Oh, not quite in time. That'll be a treat for everyone's ears. Just kind of sums up that whole ethos. Doesn't it? Really, doesn't it?
We couldn't even get it
chaotically
in time.
Planning stuff at the last second. Oh, this will be amazing. Let's do a cliffhanger. Let's do the doofs. Oh, it's not a cliffhanger and our doofs aren't in time, but it's great. It's amazing.
It made me laugh so much when I heard that because we had done the doofs earlier in the episode and I thought that was it for the doofs. And then I thought one of my favourite things is always how we sign off every episode because as you'll all have noticed, we never say bye. I just cut the edit and then that's it. And I quite enjoy that.
We should explain why we don't see bye. Why we don't see it. Why we don't say bye. It's because our relationship is never ending, Jess. I came to terms with that a long, long time ago. So I don't want to say bye and get my hopes up because there you are 2 minutes later. And that's the way it should be.
Another older episode. Okay. So this one, and I think you will very much enjoy this one. So this is from the Lord Fowler episode. So there's a really interesting one, one of the very, very early episodes. And again, I'm not going to ruin it for you. I'm just going to let the clip speak for itself.
The campaign headline. Now, you know I'm not a fan of it. I've never been a fan of it. But we should take into account Lord Fowler's viewpoint because he said he had absolutely no complaints about the heading, Don't Die of Ignorance, and believes the caption was absolutely correct because if you've got HIV, it was a death sentence. So he's quoted as saying, it's all very well saying it's a bit scary, but that was the reality.
That is true, isn't it?
Well, it is. And actually, when I was thinking about this, I mean, sometimes the blunt approach works for some people. Mm. So as a complete aside, I'll illustrate that. I'll give an illustration of people's interpretation of how messages should be portrayed in their opinion. So as you know, my son is at school. He's studying World War II at the moment. They're looking at the Dig for Victory campaign. Now, he's only 11, as you know, and they're all asked to design their own Dig for Victory posters. So everyone's drawing fruit and veg in boxes and bags with spades, except for the little girl who sits next to him. She drew an empty box and wrote Dig for Victory or die.
I love her.
Well, I feel in a former life, she may have developed Lord Fowler's HIV campaign.
She should be in charge of all campaigns.
Oh, she should. And they're in, what, year 8 now. So I wonder if she's still got that blunt approach to everything. Oh, bless her.
Love that.
She's not messing about at all. Just like, if you don't plant your vegetables, you're all going to die.
I like her logic. Super direct. Like, well, I'm not making a fancy poster, guys. Just these are the facts. So deal with it.
She was the bane of my son's life.
Oh, no.
She just used to try. Well, because they used to sit next to each other. She used to organise him. He didn't like it. She's quite bossy. You know, like little girls, they're normally kind of really kind of switched on. And, you know, my son was in a world of his own, still is most of the time. He was so relieved. They left that school and went to the same secondary school, but different classes.
I bet he gets to do his own thing now, be a daydreamer.
Yes, just wander around with his little head in the clouds. Oh, I'm liking this. What other clips have you got for us?
This is from the Val Pollard episode, which I have so many people that cite this as their favourite episode that get in touch with us. I think it's a bit like with us. I wouldn't say it's my favourite episode, but I loved this episode because Emmerdale is so bananas.
It really is.
So let's have a little listen to what I have picked out from our Val Pollard episode.
Where does she go to share the news?
Wait, the Woolpack.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, she does. She goes to the pub.
It's not dissimilar to the Mark Fowler scene where he went into the pub that we talked about and all the music stopped and then he kind of educated people around HIV. Why does everyone do everything in the pub here? Is this why everyone just thinks we're always in the pub as like British people? So everything happens in the pub. Especially any kind of big news in your personal life, straight to the pub, announce it.
But now, every time I go to a pub, I'm on tenterhooks. Who's going to make a big announcement? Come on, someone's got something to say.
Waiting. You'll have to be the one.
Oh, I don't know. Look, I'm even considering it. What news can I announce in our local pub?
I just feel it's just not the way I think our local pubs are portrayed in a way that they really aren't. I feel if someone came, well, I know we mentioned this before, but if someone came in and did that, we'd all be like, oh, mate, like, keep your business to yourself. Jesus.
So have you announced any big news in the pub, Sarah?
No, I haven't. But I think there's two things that we can take away from this year's podcast. Number one, if we have big news, straight to the pub for both of us. And number two, as we learned in Grange Hill the other day, in the Grange Hill episode, if you have a drama, immediately go to the toilet. Doesn't matter if you're at work or at home, the toilet is the place to go and expect someone to follow you.
I might start putting together rules, like house rules, like rule number one, news, get to the pub. Rule number two, upset in the toilet. We can just keep adding to it. I love it. I also have, and this one, I don't know how this wouldn't be anyone's favourite bit, if I'm honest, because it's from the episode isn't that long ago, so it's definitely going to be fresh in everyone's minds, or it should be. And if you haven't heard this episode, please go and listen to it. So it's from the protection episode.
Oh, that's my favourite episode.
We did have a lot of fun making that, didn't we?
Because we're very immature. And a lot had to be edited out.
So much. If only we could do like a behind the scenes edit. But I don't think it would ever be allowed to be broadcast, to be honest. Right, so let's have a listen to this one.
Amy, there's your condom. So the first thing you're going to do is open the packet and pinch the top of the... I was going to say pinch the top of the penis. No, they would never do that.
Sarah, what kind of sex are you having?
That's your moment. Pinch the top of the condom between your thumb and forefinger.
Well, I've heard it's safe sex, you know. I'm just going to pinch it. And I'm like, please don't.
Oh, God. That's all the sex gone then, isn't it? Erection disappeared. You're all welcome. Oh, no. I use that as my benchmark for life now.
Pinching the top of the penis?
I think, is my day going really badly? Would it be worse than having your penis pinched? And that's how I measure whether it's good or bad.
I wonder if there's people out there now that have just heard that clip that are going, oh, is that safe sex? Oh, okay, so yes. We've been doing it wrong. We haven't been pinching the penis. If you haven't heard that episode, like I said, do go and have a listen, because I think we even got like CSI, like black lights involved in it, like looking for sperm, the wiping of the penis.
Oh, yes. I remember. Yes. Again, more rules. Got to keep it light on. Have a really good look at that penis. Make sure it's clean before you pop a condom on it.
We were talking about get the wipes out, inspect the penis. Nothing makes me feel sexier than that. We're gonna revisit some of my disclaimers over the year.
Oh, so you do the... But now, we should say you have a very sultry voice. We know this. And you do tend to do more of the disclaimers than I do, because no one wants my voice shouting at them. But some of them, a bit too sultry, I think. I wonder which one you're going to go for. Okay, one of them is my absolute favourite.
I've got a couple.
This episode contains sexual references throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
I actually think that I wasn't very well and I was trying to whisper all at the same time. So that's why it's like, I'm in a microphone. I'm just listener discretion advised. It's a bit Nigella Lawson, isn't it?
It so is. Yes.
I don't know why I do it in that way. I think it's because you're not here. I just feel a bit silly by myself. I've got one more. I've got one more.
Go on, do the other one.
Please be advised that this week's episode of HIV Hope and Charity features mature themes such as sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised.
Why do I say advised like that? It's advised. Why?
You put your all into it. It's amazing.
Do you know why I think that happens? Because I have to do so many takes. We all know how terrible I am when I start reading something, of getting all the words out. And actually, people listening will know that I'm bad, but they will have no idea quite how bad, because what you're hearing is already heavily edited. Terrible. So by the time I've got to like this point that you're hearing, I'm being extremely serious and concentrating very hard, because I balls it up all the time.
I like them. You have to do all the disclaimers from now on.
I might try and make them more and more sultry.
Yes, you should.
Yes, you should. Well, if I was wearing headphones, it's creepy. It's almost a bit like, I love ASMR, as you know, sort of the whispering noise stuff. But even I, as a lover of ASMR and like whispering and all of that, I would not, if I turn the HIV podcast on, want that suddenly in my ear. Listener discretion is advised. No one wants that. No one wants that in their ears. No, thank you. So sorry, everyone. Sorry for being weird and creepy.
Don't apologise. I think they're brilliant disclaimers and they make me laugh. I know that's not the purpose of them.
Not
whenever
really,
I hear one, I'm just like, rah, that's Jess's best telephone voice.
My telephone voice. Isn't your telephone voice different, though, to how you are in real life?
Yes, but it's still quite squeaky. I don't have like a really posh telephone voice like you do. Or your disclaimer voice. That's just your very, very poshest voice. I like it.
Yeah, it's what I'm going for. It's what I'm going for. So there, they are the little clips that I had picked out for us to listen over our year. There are so many that actually I thought I'm going to be here forever if I tried to pick one from every episode. So just a little selection.
And we should remember. Now, look, you're testing my memory now. I'm going to tell you what I can remember. Some of the terms that we've come up with over the year, although probably just over the last few months, because like I said, I can't be bothered to go back further than that. Greasy penis, GP, Keith the Sheath. That was another one, wasn't it? The 2 million times I've mispronounced words and you've just gone, I'm sure that's what. The count, which has reached over 1 million probably by now.
Correct.
You singing the jingle. Oh, that used to be a treat for everybody.
Couldn't even get it right last week.
I know. Completely forgotten it. And I do feel I need to point out, I don't want to put a negative spin on things, but quite a lot of things haven't actually materialised. So it is part of your job role to make me happy. And you have failed. There's no historian job title, no university doctorate, no invites to be Jimmy Somerville's best friend. And where are my multicoloured robes?
Oh, do you know what? It's funny. I had put a post out on Instagram saying you can ask us anything if you want. And we had a few little questions sent in. And one of the questions, Sarah ever get her doctorate? And then it says from the early episodes. The answer is no.
Nothing has materialised. Although we do get asked to speak at Reading University, but that's the nearest I'm going to get to a university doctorate. I can't even say it. That's why I don't deserve it.
Multicoloured robes while doing the lecture that we're always invited to do. That is getting close, isn't it? That's close to your sort of dream. What do you think?
Yes. I just wanted the robes to sweep around the office. I don't feel that I have anything that indicates authority, Jess. And you just haven't produced them, so.
I'm not sure a robe is going to gain more respect.
Do you think not?
Is this lunatic wafting around in these robes? Like, what is happening?
Imagine being newly diagnosed, coming to the drop-in for the first time, and I open the door with a flourish. And then waft my way. No, it's not going to work. You're absolutely right.
Like a tiny little, is it called a bolero? Tiny multicolour bolero.
Oh, yes. Just not the same, is it? I can't sweep around in one of those. It's fine. I'm not holding any of it against you. You've had a busy year.
Maybe next year, you know, maybe next year.
Tell us what other questions, come on.
But one of the other ones was, are we running out of topics?
No.
Exactly. I would say the opposite. I wouldn't almost say the opposite. It's absolutely the opposite. It's not even a joke when we say our list is ever growing. I mean, every week we add to it. And obviously we have other people add to it, like you guys, when you message us and you want to add things to it. Yeah, massive, isn't it?
Who knew? When we started this, we thought we'd just do sort of 12 episodes and that would be it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh gosh. There are so many people that I can't wait to feature and so many topics, never ending.
Like Sarah said, we've already planned over half of next year's run of episodes. That is how many there are. We used to just be like, oh, what should we do next week? No, that is not how this runs anymore. Had to get a bit more professional, haven't we?
Well, we're trying.
Yeah. Main thing.
We're doing our best, everyone.
The last question we have, which I know the answer to this, but what a rude question. They said, who's Sean's favourite?
Oh, well, that's easy to answer.
Isn't it?
What did he put in your Christmas hamper?
You're such a dick. He didn't send you a hamper. I would say the answer is Sarah, but because they've known each other for years, he didn't send you a hamper.
You got one too, right? We'll see who got the biggest one. And you know what I thought was really lovely is the handmade card that he put in there. Yes. That must have taken quite a bit of time. So just grateful that, you know.
Tab me for a minute. I was literally there going, did he really send her a hamper?
You not get one? Ooh, edit all this out. I mean, you're very valued, Jess, by me.
Do you know who does value me? Do you know whose favourite I am? Bernice.
Yes. Oh, she's probably knocking up a hamper as we speak. Okay, look, set the record straight, because I know Sean listens to this when he goes out on his morning walk. No hampers have been sent. Though I think we're kind of level pegging in the popularity stakes with him.
I just like that someone asked that. It was like, what a fair question.
That was my question.
Oh, you engineered this whole thing, secretly sending them in.
You know it's not true, because I don't know how to direct message on Instagram. I don't have a clue.
Do you know the sad thing is that's actually true?
It's completely unbelievable. I would have written to you and you'd have never got it because all the post strikes.
Right. What else is on our little...
Well, we should probably tell people what next year is kind of looking like for us, because we are kicking off with a mini series inspired by one of our listeners, and it's all about blackmail.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this mini series. So I think, did you say it was 5 episodes? Have I turned off and I'm not listening anymore, even though we're both in a podcast together? Did that happen?
It's good that people can see the challenges I face working with you. 5 episodes, mini series, and we will be looking at everything to do with blackmail and HIV.
We've had so many discussions about doing this mini series because there are so many different facets to this and so many things to look at. So I'm very excited. And I think it's worth saying, obviously, we do shout outs for everyone and we publicise your events. We're going to pre-record these first 5 episodes. So we won't be able to do those shout outs in those, but we will keep everything and do them when we continue on with the other episodes. So don't be offended, but because, you know, we want to get them all recorded and ready for you all so we can have maybe a tiny little break.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
And also, nice.
January and February are busy times in the HIV world, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just in general, actually, there's just a lot going on. So we will do those. So they're all done and ready to go. We're also going to look at condoms again, because we are both so mature when we are discussing anything around sexual health. We will be looking at Romania, and we will also look at how we change the narrative around HIV.
I am excited for 2023.
Oh, it's going to be good. There's some really good content. The delivery, as everyone knows who listens regularly, will be shoddy. But the content, listen to the content. That's the thing you want.
That's the takeaway, isn't it? That's the main thing. If you can get past the wittering, then, you know, you're good. You're good to go. You might learn something. You know, it's like you have to put the work in, though, don't you, to get something out of it with us. They have to put
work in. It's not an easy listen. Not like some podcasts. No. Yeah, you do have to put the work in.
If you switch off, if you leave 5 minutes, you'll come back and we'll be chatting about, I don't know, Sarah's robes or Jimbo, or would have gone off on some sort of tangent, cosmetologists, Princess Diana's doughy eyes. We will be somewhere else in the stratosphere and you'll be like, I walked out of the room and came back. What happened?
Yeah.
So, you know, like you're saying, not an easy listen, but good things in life, you know, got work for them, haven't you sometimes?
You absolutely do. And I, as we've said many times before, have a reward. When you get to the end of an episode, reward yourself for having got through it.
I think that's the main thing, isn't it? Yeah, good plan, good plan. I suppose all that's left to say, maybe some thank yous? Like a question, like maybe?
Yes, shall we thank people? Okay. Right, okay, so I will start with my thank yous and you can add anybody in that you... Actually, they're not my thank yous. You sent me an email with, we should thank these people, and I've just ripped it off and used it as mine.
But I like the honesty. I like it.
So we definitely need to thank Lauren and Sean and Bernice, Rita, Jimbo, Gracie, our loyal and very supportive listeners, all of you in the 160 odd countries around the world. And we should say, actually, you all play a part in our little HIV community. You've helped to build it. So by listening, by interacting, by liking our social media, it all helps. And I think I can safely say on behalf of me and Jess, we are very grateful, both of us, that we get to spend time each week hanging out with all of you.
I have nothing to add to that. That was beautiful, Sarah. That's not true. Look at me. And as Sarah said, let me butt in. so grateful. We're so grateful people listen and have joined us in, you know, trying to get as many people as possible HIV educated. And we're so pleased that you guys understand what we're doing. You get where we're coming from, that our sense of humour and the way we are hoping to spread HIV education is being taken in the way that we want it to be. You know, you're all there right with us doing the work. And yeah, we so appreciate all of you. So thank you so much. Bit more of a serious end to this episode, but sometimes it needs to be, doesn't it? So happy new year, everyone. And we can't wait to spend more time with you. I was going to say in your ears in 2023.
Great. That's the ending everybody wants. Thanks for listening to the HIV podcast. If you enjoyed our podcast, please like, rate and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You can now also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the HIV podcast for behind the scenes insights and video.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.